At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What do you have to brag about, bro? We do the same shit these women do. When you get you a bad chick, you go back to your nigga and be like, boy, you wouldn't believe it, boy. Boy, I just caught a bad one. Boy, she got a fat ass. Got a fat ass. Boy, she got a good job. Boy, she a nurse. But she a lawyer. Don't let her be a doctor. But we just got a doctor, boy. Just call me a doctor, my boy. And get what she whipping in, boy. She drive the G-Wagon, but she got the BMW X6. Them women go back and brag the same way. So if she ain't got nothing to brag on you about, what makes you think she gonna choose you to be the nigga she reproduce with, the nigga that she choose to live life with, the nigga she choose to be in a relationship with? Let's be real. You ain't got nothing. Not my partner, I'm just talking about in general, nigga. What do you have that these women can go back and brag about? Girl, man, that nigga makes 6 figures. Girl, that nigga makes 7 figures. Girl, that nigga was fine as hell. Man, that nigga know how to dress. Man, I went to the nigga crib, it was clean. Girl, he got 2 cars. He an entrepreneur, everybody know him, he connected. We walked to the club. We just walk straight in. We go to the restaurant, we get seated. The managers know him, the hosts know, everybody know this man. Oh my God, girl. You think they don't brag about that?
Well, buckle up, you never know. Spin game, we talking facts, call that a show. Finessing is my thing, I had to let them know. Patience, you've been waiting. Talk about it, what's on your mind? Profit, peace, and progress, had to focus on the grind. Talk about it, what's on your mind? It's the late night special.
People like me, so you can point your fucking fingers and say that's the bad guy. So, what I make you?
Good?
You're not good. You just know how to hide.
You're.
I don't have that problem. Me, I always tell it.
All right, welcome. Welcome to the late night special. I'm your host, Jonathan Dupuytant, aka Finesse, also known as Rich. Call me anything.
Anything. So say goodnight to the bad guy.
Please, never call me broke. Because you can't.
The last time you call me a bad guy like this.
Because you can't, man. Hold on. All right. So, it's 2025. Hold on, because they got to see my side profile one time. We just can't suppress them of all this, you know, beautifulness, all this energy, all this godlike, you know, godlike face structure. Let's make sure they see it. I ain't shaved. I ain't had a haircut. It's 5 in the morning. Matter of fact, it's 6 in the morning. I don't know if you can see that. 6 in the morning. I think it was just God that made me do this episode. Cause I'm gonna tell you, I haven't been here since. It's been about 6-7 weeks since I've been on the late night special. You know, I've been getting people reach out to me like, hey, man, what's up, man? We need you. We need you. We need you. Where you at? And my reply was, say less. Say less. I'm going to be here. So, man, what y'all been doing for the 2025? You know, have y'all been on track? Have y'all been putting work in? You know, have you been setting yourself up for the rest of the year? You know, this is that first quarter. This is when you put things in motion, when you gain that momentum, or when you start that momentum. I've been working. You know what I mean? Clearly, I ain't been working on podcasting. Clearly, I ain't been working on podcasting, man. And I've just been working on other projects. And projects that are very important to me. And dreams that I had way before the podcast. Dreams I had way before it was even a thought of a podcast. You know, so of course I'm gonna be here for y'all, but it's just some things that I had to, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, I'll give you an update on my life, you know, come here to give y'all some game, some lessons. You know what I mean? Shout out to everybody that's podcasting right now. Shout out to everybody that's giving out game. And, you know, I know it ain't no one like me. You know, but there's other people out there with game. There's other people out there that with knowledge. And they got some good shit to say. And I never hate on a nigga. You know what I mean? Like, this ain't no hating type of situation. Like, what you supposed to hate on? You ain't supposed to hate on another nigga that's rapping. You ain't supposed to hate on another nigga that's getting money. You ain't supposed to be hating on another nigga that got a better chick than you, that's got more motion than you, that got more money than you, that's doing the same thing as you. You don't get mad at a nigga that's stealing your style, that's copying, because that's what it's made for. I mean, you wouldn't be as good as you are if motherfuckers wasn't copying. Or if people wasn't hating. So, anyway, man, cop the new merch. I'm trying to put it on the website ASAP. I'm working on the spring collection now, man. I've just been busy, bro. The third leg operations going smooth. I'm working on the merch. I'm working on directing, acting and directing. Fraud is Dope is on the way. I got Federal Nightmares on the way. Shit, it's like, you know, I just moved to Miami. I'm trying to, you know, figure out how to put some content, make some content out of that situation. So, yeah, I mean, life is good, bro. I ain't got no complaints about life. I ain't got no complaints. Like, even when life throw me curveballs and lately it haven't really been curveballs like that. But curveballs do occur. They do come my way. And get what? I dodge that motherfucker. Watch out. Watch out. Get up. We ain't doing that. Even when they stop and hit me, I take the brighter side out of the situation. Like, okay, why did this happen? What can I learn from the situation? And how can I not let this happen again? That's what I be on. But anyway, man, I got caught lacking. No. So with all that being said, you know, I got a lot of shit on my plate. And, you know, a nigga gonna forget. I'm gonna forget these birthdays. I'm gonna forget holidays. I'm gonna forget gifts. I'm gonna forget little shit. I'm gonna forget the call. I'm gonna forget the text. I'm not making that as an excuse, but, you know, when you're a person that's out here trying to reach goals, when you're out here trying to reach heights that you never seen before, heights that no one around you has ever seen before, it requires a lot of you. And, you know, shit, it's required. It's a lot being required of me. And, bro, I'm working. You know what I mean? So please forgive me if I did forget to, you know, invite you to, you know, behind the scenes to the movie. my bad. You know what I mean? My bad. You know what I mean? Because there was a lot of folks that was supposed to, you know what I mean, that was supposed to be there at the movie that I didn't invite, bro, because shit, I was acting, directing, you know what I mean, dealing with, you know, props, dealing with the everybody else, you know what I'm saying, the casting crew, not the casting crew, but the film crew. It was a lot on my plate, bro. So it was a lot of people hit me up like, damn, man, like, come on, you, bro, you know I'm supposed to be in that, you know I'm supposed to be over there, you know I'm supposed to, my bad. But shit, work with me. You know what I mean? You know my heart. You know my heart. You know I'm a good nigga. Shit. But you forget when it's a lot on your fucking plate, bro. You forget. And it's not that I don't care. I just forget. So please give a nigga some grace. I'm trying to get to greatness. I'm trying to get to greatness, bro. And it's gonna require me to lock the fuck in. And really, bro, I really need to lock in some more. You know what I mean? I'm really supposed to be locked in some more. Like, it'd be little distractions that get me off my motherfucking track. And you got to notice those and fix it right away. So I've been getting up earlier a little more, hitting the gym, because I've been thinking I can hit the gym at 5 p.m., 6 p.m., 7 p.m., and that shit do not go as planned, because shit just be happening. Things come your way, and you be like, damn, you know what? I just hit the gym a little later. I hit it at 9, 10 o'clock. 9, 10 o'clock come, you still doing what you're doing in motion, and you never hit the gym. And then the next day, you're a day behind, and you might miss the gym that day, or you might even hit the gym 2-3 times a week when you know you're supposed to hit it 6 times a week. So let me go to the gym early. Let me start training early. It's a few things that I need to do. I need to take a Spanish class, I need to take a salsa class, I need to take a defense, like not defense fighting, but just defense in life. And I need to take an acting class. I don't know if I said that already because I'm talking. But just to keep me busy, just so, you know what I mean, when people call my line, like, I got something going on, hey, I can't right now, I gotta go to acting class. And it'd be way more important than the shit that people want you to do. We be thinking, oh, I can't miss this, what's going on outside. But really, we can't miss the shit that we set ourselves, set the goals that we hit for ourselves. The shit that's on the bucket list that we want to check off, that's way more important than hanging with your partner, going out and bullshit, or just hanging, smoking weed, going to the bar, drinking, catching a drink. Like, we need to push it on our schedule so we can tell people, hey, bro, I'm busy right now. And people just got to respect that. They need to let them know, hey, you just not busy enough. Why you got so much time on your hands? Why you got enough time to go to the club 2-3 nights out of the week? Why you got time to go catch a drink? Why you got so much time on your fucking hands? Why you got so much time, bro? And it be the main ones that be complaining about what they ain't got or what they trying to do and they ain't did it yet. You gotta be careful of those people. I'm not saying that they're bad people, they just people that just not on the mission, that are getting distracted by other things, and you don't need to be distracted by that type of shit. And then you'll get women too that'll distract you off your purpose. You'll get women that'll distract you off your purpose, man. And not even in a bad way. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I got a bunch of homegirls that wanna hang out. I got women that wanna hang out. You know what I mean? I got family that wanna hang out. That wanna, you know, that want time, that want calls, you know, just all different type of stuff. And you gotta try to make time for these people. And it ain't enough time in the world. When you didn't reach the heights that you were trying to reach, I promise you that these people are not gonna complain when, you know what I mean, you could fly 20 people out on vacation. You know what I mean? When you create memories, these memories, hey man, they really don't matter, I'm telling you. They don't matter. They don't matter. They don't matter. Not right now, unless it's family, you know what I mean? Your kids, you know, like your really, really close friends, man, that shit can wait, and even they can wait. You know, think about LeBron James, the things that he had to sacrifice to get to be LeBron James. Kobe Bryant, how this nigga stayed in the gym But if we was to have a job, if we was to have a job and had to go clock in, we can't go tell them folks, you know, we can't go tell them people at the job, hey man, I couldn't show up today because my friends wanted to hang out. Oh, it was my cousin's birthday, so I couldn't come to work. Man, if you don't get the fuck out of here, you're fired. You're fired. So why the fuck would you treat anything else that you got going on any less? Oh nah, man, I gotta do this, bro. I can't. Oh nah, bro. I mean, I'm already committed. I can't do it. We be thinking just because we entrepreneurs that we got so much free time. People think that because we ain't got a job that we ain't gotta lock in how we supposed to lock in when we got a 9-to-5. That we ain't gotta obey our master, because that motherfucking supervisor, he is your master. When you're an entrepreneur, your goals, your daily activities, your to-do list, your daily tasks, that's your master. That's my master. This is what's getting me paid. This is what's getting me to where I need to get to. This is who I need to listen to. This is what I need to abide by. So when your girlfriend or your mama or your kids complaining that you ain't got enough time, yo, listen, I am on a mission right now. I'm on a mission right now, and can't nothing get in the way of that. I want to be the fucking greatest that ever did it. I want to be the richest that ever did it. I want to go out as a legend. When I leave this earth, man, I'm leaving shit behind for the family. I'm leaving shit behind in the history books. I'm leaving shit behind on the internet. You won't ever forget me. And people got to understand that. People got to understand, like, I'm doing things that people ain't never done before. So of course you gonna, I'm gonna act, it's gonna seem like I'm different. I'm acting different. I'm switching up on you. No, it's because you never witnessed this. You never witnessed greatness. So that's what come with it. You'll see the outcome later. You'll see the outcome later, man. People that are not willing to grind it out with you, that's not trying to weather this storm with you, that's not trying to let you focus, and they want to be a distraction, they want to be a liability versus this asset. Help me, baby, can you help me? Can you help me try to get to where I'm trying to get to? How can you be an asset to this mission? How can you be an asset to this mission, baby? How? You in the way. You in the fucking way. Why is you in my way? Why is you nagging me? Why is you complaining? Why is you pouting? Why is you crying? I don't need none of that shit in my life. I need somebody tough. I need somebody with thick skin. I need somebody that's gonna pay attention, that's gonna be aware, and you know what? She's gonna ride this mission with me. And don't have nobody riding this mission with you for you to switch up on them later on. You know what I mean? Like, you gotta be loyal to the people that's loyal to you. You know what I mean? They stayed down through the bullshit. They weathered the storm with you. So they deserve to get these benefits too. Motherfuckers wanna switch up on them. They wanna switch up after you done put all your hard work and effort in. I understand, baby. You know what I'm saying? You gave that nigga your time, energy, resources. You gave that nigga some pussy. You cooked for the nigga. You know what I mean? You was understanding during the time of his, when he was grinding, when he was going through adversity, when he was locked up, and the nigga switched on you. Hey, that don't mean you change up as a person. That don't mean, just because a motherfucker fucked you over, don't mean that you change up completely as a person. That's who you are. That's who you are. You know what I mean? I'm a nice, genuine person. When people fuck me over, that didn't change me being a nice, genuine person. It just changed the amount of people that I had around me. It made me change the who I was giving this time and energy and being generous to. I didn't change who I was naturally. It just made me change who deserved this time. We be thinking everybody can get this shit. No, the fuck they can't. No, they cannot. They don't deserve this. They don't deserve you. And we got to be understanding of that. We got to learn to let people go. We got to learn. My partners just fell off, bro. A 20-year friendship gone down the motherfucking drain. Over, you know, something that could have been resolved. But I just fell out with a nigga that I've been cool with 20 years. Over some hoe-ass shit. Over some hoe-ass shit. And, bro, like, I got to understand, like, people grow. And some people do not grow with flowers. You know, some people still grow with branches, and they ain't got no flowers coming from their branch. And, bro, they need to sap your energy. They need to sap your resources. They're negative. That's why they ain't got no flowers. And once you peep that, bro, it's like, you don't want that shit rubbing off on you, bro. You don't want that type of energy. Like, nigga, all right, bro. Like, if you want to be on some bullshit, you want to be a hoe-ass nigga, you want to be a bitch, man, fuck you. Plain and simple, bro. Fuck you. And I don't say that in the way where I want anything to happen to you. No, nigga, fuck you. Stay over there, bro. Stay the fuck away from Jonathan. Stay the fuck away from me. You know, watch that shit from the sidelines. And we got to understand, we got to use that block button a little more often. Man, I mean, use that unfollow button a little more often. Like, if you don't fuck with me, man, listen, fuck you. Stay over there. I'm going to unfollow. I don't want to see you. I don't want to keep up with your fucking life. I don't want you to keep up with mine. You'll see me. You'll see this shit because it's hard. It's hard not to notice. It's hard not to notice. It's hard not to see it. You're going to see it. And I don't give a fuck if you do see it. But just know when you see it, bro, just know, like, hey, I was a good motherfucker to you. I always have and I always been. And niggas is not perfect. And I don't want motherfuckers to be perfect. But what you're not going to do is be a lame. You ain't going to be no hoe. You ain't going to take this shit for granted. Because the motherfuckers will take you for granted, bro. And you need to realize that and get up out of there. Real talk. Like, it don't matter how long you've been friends. It don't matter how long you've been in a relationship. It don't matter how long you've been married. I'm not saying, hey, just call it quits, because we be so quick to call it quits sometimes. You know what I mean? You see it every day in relationships. You see it every day in marriages. We be so quick to call it quits. Like, I'm not saying that. But when the time is up, the time is up. After you done tried, you know what I'm saying? You done broke your fucking back. You done broke sweat. You done broke tears behind this shit. Sometimes we choose wrong. And sometimes people are just a lesson in life. You know, like, people are not meant to do life with you. People are not meant to do life with you. Not everybody. Hell, not even your brother and sister sometimes. Hell, not even your kids sometimes. That's just life. That's just how life is, man. And the older that I get, the more that I'm realizing this shit, man. Like, people gon' people every time, man. And people always gonna choose themselves over you. You, man. You mean to tell me, bro, if you had to choose a few million dollars, an opportunity that was a few million dollars, and you had to choose your best friend over that, which one you gonna choose? I'm not saying I'm trying to cross nobody, but just think about it for real though. Like, if that opportunity presented itself, which one you gonna choose? And people are gonna be so quick to say, oh no, that's easy. I'm gonna choose my best friend. But that shit not right in front of you. It's easy when it's not in front of you. And when you could just choose it, you know, off the thought. But when that shit right in front of you and you got to look at the money, you got to look at your friend. Man, kill that nigga. Kill that nigga. Fuck it. People are going to choose them, man. Just look at, like, you know, like the shit that's going on in the news with 50 Cent, and people gonna choose them, man, every fucking time. Every fucking time. So I don't let that dictate your decision, man. You know, always be a good person at heart. Always be a good person at heart, bro. And always be loyal. And don't think, you know what? I don't know if this motherfucker gonna be loyal to me, so I'm gonna fuck him. No, stay true to who you are. You know what I mean? And that's how you get blessed. That's how you get blessed. I got caught lacking the other day. Oh my God. And I don't get caught slipping like that. But I was at my homegirl house, man. We was kicking it, you know what I mean? On some late night shit. I don't even think. We ain't even fucked. You know what I'm saying? We were just laid up. I wasn't even laying next to her. I was just in the bed, laid up. And I had, my thought was to put my alarm on. I'm putting my alarm on for like 5:30, 6 o'clock. I'm gonna get up out of here. It was already like 2. So boom, I doze off. And I wake up like, something went right. Then I just throw the cover on me like I was trying to like hide my face or something. Then like 2 minutes later or something, she just jump up out the bed. It's like, oh shit. I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? Long story short, her ex came in the room. She basically gave the man access to the crib. And he came over at 6 in the morning. Luckily, he wasn't a crash out, because if he was a crash out, I'd have been dead. I wouldn't be right here, y'all. I wouldn't be doing no late night special, no more Rich and Unemployed, none of the shit I got going on. I would have been shot dead. Because he caught me with my pants to my knees, dick out. Not literally, but my dick was out. Like he had me. Like if the nigga was a crash out, he would have killed me, man. And when she got up, I'm like, what the fuck you talking about? She's like, oh, I just fucked up. Like, so she stormed out the room and tried to go chase the nigga down. And I don't know what's going on out there, but I get up. I'm like, hey, man, this nigga walk in here, bro. I'm going to have to show this nigga. You know what I mean? I'm going to see what type of temperature. I'm going to see what the temperature like. And if I give him 0.2 seconds to show me a reaction, I'm going to have to go off your shit. Because I don't know what you want, bro. I don't know if you ready to crash out about your ex-girlfriend. I don't know. But I just was so disappointed at myself after that, though. Like, you know, how the fuck I come this far? How the fuck I gave so much game out, bro? And I could have went out like that. You know what I mean? Just imagine you turn on the news, like, or go on the Instagram. Yeah, Finesse's only. Yeah, homie dead, bro. What happened? I don't know, man. I know you got killed at some girl house, man. I don't know the full story. Like, I'm not going out like that, bruh. No, I'm not. And valuable lesson learned. Valuable lesson learned. And I can't say, you know, don't go to sleep at a woman's house. I can't say that. You know, I think we should go to sleep at women's houses that we know that that's yours. You know what I mean? You know that pussy yours. You got a key to the crib. You know what I'm saying? You paying bills. Even though that doesn't solidify, you know, that being your woman and that's all yours and like she ain't got no side nigga. I mean, just make it a little more secure. And then shit, you don't even want to invite these women to your house because these women talking, you know what I'm saying? These women be stealing. Women can't wait for you to go to sleep so they can start creeping. Let me see what he got, especially on the first link up. I mean, you letting a chick over to the crib on the first link up and she going to sleep. And it's a good night, you know what I'm saying, over drinks. Y'all lit. I mean, you got to be careful out here, man. These girls are setting niggas up. So don't, you know what I mean? Some niggas are just starting to get new pussy. Some niggas are just coming in and getting new money. And that life can start getting very, very fast for people. And we'll get caught slipping. We get caught slipping. So don't, you know what I mean? You gotta think. We gotta just, I mean, what I could have did better in that situation was got the fuck up out of there, clearly. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't else for the night. Like, this ain't my bitch. You know what I mean? I don't know what you got going on for real. Like, let me get up out of here. It's not my bitch. Why am I falling asleep over there? But that's just a lesson for the future. All right, bruh. Nothing happened this time, but we gonna be cautious and act like something gonna happen next time. You don't keep putting your hand, you know what I'm saying, on the fucking stove and keep getting burnt. You know what? You learned the lesson, like, you know what I'm saying? Let me try to turn this shit down. Let me put some cold water. Like, let me do something different. Let me think before I act. We got to think before we act, bro, when it comes to these women, man. Because they could be our fucking downfall. They could be our downfall. They could be our downfall. I seen a nigga, no, it's a girl that I follow on social media. It's a girl that I follow on social media, and she popping. You know what I'm saying? She getting her own money. She got her own car. She got her own crib. You know what I mean? She doing her motherfucking thing. And bad little chick too, man. Got a nice little skin tone. You know what I mean? Like, she bad doing her fucking thing. And, you know, I just recently saw her post, like, you know what I'm saying, Valentine's, and, you know, like, a new nigga just came in her life, and a nigga doing all type of shit to keep her. You know what I mean? Like, the nigga sent her to Chanel with a gift before she went. You know what I mean? No. He sent her to get a massage and got her a Chanel bag on the way to the massage. Like, you know, I got your massage, baby. Here's a gift, too. And, you know what I'm saying? I never, you know what I'm saying? I don't hate on no shit like that. Like, hey, man. Do you? You know what I mean? If that's what you want to do. If you got the funds to keep up with that shit, do you. But I want you to understand this, fellas. If you got a girl that's a bad chick, she got motion. She got her own motion and she bad. She don't need you. She already got a closet full of Chanel and designer shit, bruh. She don't need you coming in to buy her more shit. Because that doesn't last. It's not sentimental. I'm doing this just because I got money. I ain't put no thought into this shit. You know what I'm saying? A girl not gonna complain because shit, it's a $8,000 bag. You damn right I'm gonna take this shit. Yeah, I'm gonna take it. And I love it. Oh, he's so sweet. But where you fuck up at is that if you're doing that in the beginning stages, bro, you gotta keep doing it. She's going to stop liking you once you stop doing the things you did to keep her. So if you start off strong, you gotta continue strong and finish strong. And I'm not telling you to start off weak. Oh, no. That's not what I'm telling you to do. Even if she don't have it all, like, she ain't got all the designers, she don't have, you know, like, the purses and shit like that. That don't mean you buy that. You gotta.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
You gotta start breaking them in. You gotta slowly start feeding them that. You know, like, letting them know that they deserve that. You know what? You deserve this shit. You did this, so you get rewarded this. You know, not saying that you won't get gifts in between time, but the big gifts come from, you know, the things that you've done, the things that you worked for, the things that I appreciate you for. You showed me that you love me. You showed me in various ways. You make me happy, so I'm gonna do this for you. You can't be doing all this down the third for a woman that she ain't did shit for you. She ain't made you happy. She ain't made you happy yet. So just imagine you doing all this shit. You know what I'm saying? Nigga probably ain't got the box yet. You did all this shit, got the pussy, and you like, oh man, I done spent 30, 40,000. You spend, let's say you ain't spent 34, you spent 8 racks on some pussy. For what, nigga? Pussy is free. And I understand, you know what I'm saying? Niggas that got it, they don't mind spending it because they got it. You know what I mean? If that's gonna work, fuck it. You know what I mean? If that's gonna work for me to get this pussy quick enough and have this bitch in love, fuck, I'm gonna spend this bag. Fuck it, bro. You know what I mean? I ain't gotta show no personality. I ain't gotta show no humor. I ain't gotta show no physique. I ain't gotta do shit but spend this bread. You know what I mean? I ain't gotta be loving. I ain't gotta do nothing else but spend this bread and do little con shit. Let me tell you how I do it. Cause I got this bad. Boy, I got this bad shit. And even all the chicks that I've run across, like, I'm not doing shit. I'm not paying no rent. I'm not saying that I won't, but I'm not starting off that way. Why would I start off paying your rent? And baby, you ain't did shit for me. Like, and that's serious. You know what I mean? I know last time I was talking about, like, baby, hey, how I know you love me, you ain't did nothing for me. You know, like, I was being sarcastic in a way, but I was being dead ass serious too. Like, you ain't did nothing. How do you expect to have just a pretty face and you want Chanel bag? You know, how can I reward you just cause you already popping? No, you gotta reward with good deeds. You know what I'm saying? What have you done? Have you been thoughtful? You know, like, have you been watching your man, paying attention and seeing what I like? Doing the things that I like, doing the type of food that I like, have you been cooking it? You know what I mean? Have you showed up with different type of snacks that I like? You know what I mean? Like, it'd be the littlest shit. How can you deserve big shit and you ain't did the littlest shit for me? You niggas be doing it backwards. You be doing it real backwards, bro. And I'ma blame the Africans. I'ma blame the drug dealers. I'ma blame the scammers. Because y'all be doing this shit like without no thought, bro. And these women be thinking it's okay. No, baby, it's not okay. Back to my bad chick that I got. You know what I mean? Because I got a bad one, bro. You know what I mean? She be coming out with Chanel this and designer this. And I told her, you know what I mean? Like, I'll never try to buy you, baby. But the shit, I be keeping her smiling 24/7. You know what I mean? Like, she is definitely grateful to have a nigga like me. You know what I mean? I be doing little shit. So I went out the country. You know what I mean? When I was out the country, I bought some little souvenirs. You know what I'm saying? I thought she would like a little ashtray, a little motherfucking little thing to hang out off your car window. The dream catcher. I seen her, like, yo, baby, I got something for you. Every time I say that, she gets delightful. Don't matter how big or small. I got something for you, baby. What is it? Ooh. I love when you say that. I pull out an ashtray and a motherfucking dream catcher. She was fucking thrilled and just happy. Like, you're so thoughtful, baby. Thank you. It's the fact that I thought about her. It ain't the fact that, like, I didn't spend, you know what I mean? It ain't what I spent. It's the fact that I thought about it. I put thought into this situation. I was out the country and I thought of you. It ain't that I had $200,000 in my bank account. Like, you know what? Let me just go spend $5 on her. Here you go. Stop doing that. You ain't got to do that to keep these women, bro. Because once you fall off, once you have a slow 2, 3, 4 months, what happened to those bags you were getting me? What happened to those fancy dinners and those private jets you was putting me on? What happened to that? Because another nigga gonna come along and super off her feet just because you weren't doing that shit. Like, man, he ain't doing what he used to do, girl. Like, Because you gotta have other substance about you. You gotta have some personality. You gotta make these chicks laugh. You gotta make them feel good without spending a dollar. And you gotta dick them down. You gotta dick them down. Listen, I'm not saying I won't spend no money. I don't spend money, bro, because it's so much else that come with me. Me spending money is like a fucking hit the jackpot. Like, damn, I get this nigga right here and This nigga is spending tens and thousands on me. Oh, hell nah. I will only do that for my wife, man. Someone that ain't trying to leave me. You know what I mean? Like, y'all be doing this shit for women that come in your life for 2-3 months, 6 months at a time, and we done spent 50, 60 to 100 racks over these last few months just because what? She was bad and I was getting some pussy? Come on, bro. These women don't cost, nigga. They only cost for a lane. And you going outside, my nigga. I'm not talking about that situation. I'm just talking about niggas in general, bro. Like, bro, you already did the work. You already did the work. You got the car. You got the crib. You got the jewelry. You can dress. You got good looks. You been in the gym. There's nothing else for you to prove, nigga. You don't have to go spend that bag, bro. Especially on women that don't appreciate the shit that you're doing. Just imagine you go get two situations. You go spend the thoughtfulness to go spend a little bag on some little bullshit. You know what I'm saying? I probably spent $20 on that shit to get the reaction that I got. Oh my God, baby, you're so thoughtful. Come here, baby, give me a kiss. You go buy a Chanel bag and you get a hug. She don't goddamn go try to reciprocate the energy or nothing. She ain't goddamn go, let me go make his favorite meal. Let me go try to learn how to cook his favorite meal. Let me go, fuck, let me, he be at the gym at basketball with his boys. Let me, when he come back, let me have a massage lady waiting on him. Let me run the bath, like little shit. I don't fucking know anything thoughtful. They ain't gonna do that. They ain't do that because they on a high horse and they think that they the shit. They think they did shit. They think they deserve this because the last four niggas did this, so shit. I mean, I deserve this, duh. Duh, I deserve this. I mean, niggas are treating me this way. I am a princess. I'm a fucking queen. If you don't, where's my Chanel? Where's my Chanel? Where's my designer? Where's my trips? I didn't do shit for it, but where the fuck is it? Bitch, go sit down, man. I don't want that type of shit in my life. I don't want that type of energy. I don't want that type of energy, bro. You did the work, my nigga. You did the work. My partner, goddamn, we was talking today, and he was like, man, I don't know, bro. I think it's going to be I'm going to be putting up Shaq numbers this summer, bro. You know, he's referring to women. I'm going to be putting up Shaq numbers this summer. You know what I mean? I'm going to give it one more chance at a relationship, but you know what I mean? If I don't lock no shit down, bro, I'm going crazy this summer. And I really had to talk to him like, hey, bro, we already proved that we can do that, bro. We proved that we can do Shaq numbers. We can fuck these women. You know what I mean? We can put up 30, 40s, you know what I mean? 60s. We can do that. We can knock them shits off, bro. But what you haven't proven is being in a successful relationship. You know what I mean? Being the best version of yourself. You know what I'm saying? Making six figures. We ain't proved that yet. We ain't did that yet. So I think you need to focus on that, my nigga. And then you probably can get a relationship. He's like, man, these girls don't be trying to stay with me. They don't be trying to stick it out with me, bro. So shit, I'm gonna just go be a hoe. I said, they ain't trying to stick it out with you because they don't have nothing to brag about. What do you have to brag about, bro? We do the same shit these women do. When you get you a bad chick, you go back to your nigga and be like, boy, you wouldn't believe it, boy. I just caught a bad one, boy. She got a fat ass, but she got a good job, but she a nurse, but she a lawyer. Don't let her be a doctor. But we just got a doctor, boy. Just call me a doctor, my boy. And get what she whipping in, boy. She drive the G-Wagon, but she got the BMW X6. But she got that Benz, motherfucker. Boy, I went to the crib, boy, the house clean, man. Boy, like, but she already designed this. Yep. Them women go back and brag the same way. So if she ain't got nothing to brag on you about, what makes you think she gonna choose you to be the nigga she reproduce with, the nigga that she choose to live life with, the nigga she choose to be in a relationship with? Let's be real, you ain't got nothing. Not my partner, I'm just talking about in general, nigga. What do you have that these women can go back and brag about? Girl, man, that nigga makes six figures. Girl, that nigga makes seven figures. Girl, that nigga was fine as hell. Man, that nigga know how to dress. Man, I went to the nigga crib, it was clean. Girl, he got two cars. He an entrepreneur, everybody know him, he connected. We walked to the club, we just walked straight in. We go to the restaurant, we get seated. The managers know him, the hostess know, everybody know this man. Oh my God, girl. You think they don't brag about that? So if these girls are only fucking you, that means you're only dick to them. You're only good dick. It don't get past that, bro. You're only good dick to these women. They use you for dick, and after 2, 3, 4 times, you never hear from these women again. Because there's nothing to brag about. There's nothing for me to go, not for them. Just imagine you had a sorry ass bitch. You had a sorry ass bitch. Like, man, this bitch ain't got shit going on, man. Walking the crib dirty as fuck, bro. What the fuck? Man, that hoe ain't got no motion. She ain't got no money. She ain't got no money. So what you, like, you think you finna keep this bitch? You finna hit 1 or 2 times. You know what I mean? 1 or 2 times and get up out of there, because for what? She gonna be nagging you about some money. House dirty. She goddamn ain't got no motion. What do these women got to brag about? What do they have to brag about when it comes to you? You know what I mean? Women be requiring so much. You know what I mean? They require you to have property and assets and jewelry and cars. They want the nigga that got all this shit. But they ain't got it for themselves. You know? They ain't got that shit. You know what I mean? They want a nigga that's bossed up. They want a nigga that can show they got discipline, that got leadership qualities, you know, that makes money, that has a physique, you know, that got motion, but don't require it from themselves. How the fuck you want someone that has something that you ain't got? You ain't gonna put the work in, but I'm gonna go get a nigga that put the work in so I can live off this nigga. I can get babies by this nigga because he's a hardworking man. And I don't need to do shit but be a fucking pretty little princess. Make it make sense, bruh. We goddamn go get all this motherfucking money. We gonna do all this motherfucking work to go choose a lazy motherfucker. To get a motherfucker that ain't put half the work in. A person that ain't even gonna put half the work in for you. Bitch been lazy all her life, and we expect her to come in our life to be a motherfucking savior. To come in and do what we do for them. I'm not going out like that, bro, because I know my value, bro. I know what I bring to the table. I know that I am a well sought out after nigga. These women want me. I don't know what these niggas talking about, but every woman that I come across want to be in a relationship with me. Every woman that I run across want to have a baby with me. That means I'm doing something right. That means I'm a catch. That means I'm a prize. So why would I settle for anything less? If I know a bunch of people want me and that'll treat me good, that'll suck and fuck and do what the fuck I want and on demand, why would I take anything less than what I deserve? You tripping. You tripping, King. You tripping. You didn't let the crown fall off your motherfucking head, nigga. Pick that crown up, nigga. You tripping, nigga. You tripping. You better wake the fuck up. There's so many women that I wanted when I was fucked up and broke. You know what I mean? When I was fucked up and broke, when I had less than, when I was, you know what I'm saying, holding on by a fucking thread. You know what I mean? When I was not in the position I am now today, it was so many women I used to scroll on Instagram. Like, I used to, like, you know, go back and forth with, you know, flirting the DMs. You know what I mean? Like, now that I'm in the position that I am now, I don't want these women. I don't want these same women that I was flirting with, that I was, you know what I'm saying? I don't want them. Because the light bulb went off. These bitches be boring as fuck, for one. These women be boring as hell. We don't see it in the beginning. We don't see it because we ain't caught that nut yet. Even when we be around these women, we do not see this shit. But it be right there in front of our faces, bro. It be right there on their pages. We go on their page and scroll. They ain't got no personality on their page. They be doing these dumbass dances that they can't even have no rhythm to. But all we see is a fat ass and some titties and some eyelashes, and we just looking at that. We ain't even paying attention that this bitch is kind of lame and boring. Chick ain't got no fucking friends. She ain't got no friends. She always at the house bored as hell because ain't nobody like her. She always falling off with some friends because she got an attitude problem or she blame it on them. Bro, these women don't be what they say they is, bro. And some of these bitches be sack chasers, bro. You gonna really pay attention, bro. Go take the, go jack off. Go bust a nut and go back to this girl page and go study her. You be like, man, this bitch don't even look that fine, bro. She got a double chin and all type of shit. I don't even like that lace front, man. Like, what the fuck? That booty look kind of stiff. It ain't really got a jiggle like that. Where the personality at? Where, like, do she even talk? Where her friends at? Like, where her baddies at that she be with? She own all these fucking trips and shit. Like, who the fuck is paying for this shit? You get the notice and shit like, man, I don't. Now that I'm in a position of financial freedom, I don't want all these women that everybody want, because all we doing is sharing the same women. We all fucking the same group of women. The same 20 women in Atlanta, we all fucking them. We all fucking them. We passing them around. We see one nigga with them and then we want them. You know what I mean? I'm pretty sure it's a bunch of niggas that want to fuck my baby mama. Why? Not because she's fine. It's because that she's my baby mama and that I was fucking her. That's what niggas do. Niggas want to fuck the chick that they see other niggas with. Not new chicks. Not new chicks. They don't want the new ones. They don't want the new ones that just came from out of town, came from out the country. You know what I'm saying? That barely speak no English. They want your favorite rapper, baby mama. They want your favorite rapper, ex-girlfriend. They want to see they want to be with the bitch that was just in the blogs with fucking Future and Drake. They want to go with these high-priced women that they can't afford. Just to say that I fuck with the same type of girl. I don't know what the fuck it is. I fuck the same type of girls. I fuck this nigga bitch. They get some type of satisfaction by being with someone's old news. Nigga, if I see you with my old chick, nigga, what the fuck? I don't want any old chick. You know what I mean? Like, if I see oh, that was his last chick, but I don't get turned on by that. I get turned off. Like, I don't want to go fuck behind other niggas, and especially niggas that I know. You know what I mean? Like, it's other group of women out there. There's so many women out there, bruh. You know what it is? We're not traveling enough. We're staying in our fucking communities. We're staying in Atlanta. We're staying in Houston. We ain't really going out. You know what I'm saying? We on the internet and seeing the same group of women, and we're fucking the same ones. We're going out to the same chicks. Can we please find some new chicks? These girls getting out of college every day, bro. They're turning 23 and 24. Just go ahead and get you one of them. Looking for that young shit, 24. You know what I'm saying? Don't go get you a 32, 35-year-old. They're already washed up. They already washed up and ran through. They done had 2 or 3, 4, 5 celebrities. They already had 3, 4, 5, 6 scammers. They already have 4, 5, 6 hood rich niggas. A couple of the doctors, a couple of lawyers. They had it all, man. So you walk in the spot thinking you got you a baddie. Man, there's 3 or 4 niggas already in the spot that hit her. Go get you some new shit, boy. Go get you some night tight pussy. We want this loose ass trash that caught 100 bodies, bruh. In Atlanta alone. We ain't even bringing up the other cities they didn't travel to and sold that pussy to. You know what I'm saying? Gave that pussy up for a bag. Gave that pussy up for a Van Cleef. Gave that pussy up for Chanel and Birkin. Come on, man. It ain't adding up, man. If they ain't got the type of job or career that's going to get them that bad, bro, a nigga bought it. And I'm not saying there's nothing wrong with that, but hey, man, choose wisely. Why the fuck are we choosing the same group of fucking women? I don't want these motherfucking influencers. I don't. I do not want these influencers, bro. I want me a whole new. You know what I'm saying? I caught some shit, but I got lucky. You know what I'm saying? I got lucky. You know she listen, bro. You know she the one. You know she the one. When she ain't got no followers on the gram. Oh, Lord. Oh, mes amis. The Lord has blessed me with one. She ain't got no followers. Nobody knows about this woman. Nobody knows about this girl. I need to keep her secret. Oh, shit. Hey, do not. We ain't gonna show the friends her Instagram. We ain't gonna post her. Nobody needs to know who this woman is. Tell me I'm cap. You meet a girl with 500 followers. Bitches be thinking just because they got 200, 300 followers, it make them more desirable. No, it makes more niggas notice you. That's all it does. And niggas don't want you because you have 300,000 followers. No, niggas want you because you have 300 niggas that want you now. So of course you're gonna have 10% of these niggas hit you up. Duh, that's the math. The math. It's not that, oh, you're more desirable. No, more niggas know about you. We don't want you to get more followers. We want an unknown chick. I want an unknown chick. I want a chick that ain't got no followers, that ain't been goddamn dating rappers, that ain't been flued out the fucking Turks, that ain't been flued out the fucking Africa, that ain't been flued out the motherfucking every fucking Caribbean island. So when I take her to these places, I can't even motherfucking flex like I want to, because she already been here and stayed at the goddamn top penthouse, and I can't compete. I can't fucking compete with that. I can't even motherfucking surprise her. Ain't nothing to surprise her no more. You know why? Because she done been burnt out. She done been burnt out by these niggas. Don't nothing come as a surprise no more. Because she done did this shit 10 times. It's a nigga in her DMs with money that's taking her somewhere every motherfucking weekend. That's buying her bag every motherfucking weekend, nigga. I don't want them. For what, bruh? Oh, man, you just can't keep up, man. You know what I'm saying? This is competition. What type of competition is that, bruh? We is fucking the same hoes that these same niggas is fucking hundreds of bitches. They running through hoes. These niggas got diseases and shit. These niggas got goddamn all type of spirits that come with them. Why would I want to fuck behind these type of niggas, bro? Why would you want to fuck behind these type of niggas, bro? I don't even want to fuck behind my homeboy. Because I know what type of dog nigga he is. I'm not fucking behind them. The fuck? I'm not fucking behind them, bro. Hell no, bro. Hell no. And another thing too, my nigga. If she got to force you to be in a relationship, my nigga, that ain't the one. When we know, we know, bruh. When we know, we know. A girl got to tell you to be her fucking boyfriend. She got to force you to be her husband. That is not the one, my nigga. We know off the back if she going to be a girlfriend or not. We know off the back if she going to be a wife or not. We ain't got to think twice. We ain't got to be like, damn, I don't know if I want to leave these hoes for her. No, nigga, when that girl come around, boy, I'm finna drop all these bitches for this girl. This the one I'm choosing right here. She is the one. Now, we might play a little games in between. It might be hard for us to settle down a little bit because we so used to fucking all these bitches. But when we know, we know. But if a girl got to ask, like, when you going to make me your girlfriend? Why haven't you been? Why? You're not the one, baby. You're not the one. You're just something that I'm just dealing with to pass time. You're just part of my collection. Just keep it real. Keep it real with these women. We need to keep it real from the jump with these women. Yo, listen, man, this is a fun time, not a good time. That'd be my problem, bro. I be trying to hold on to these women when I know it's just a fun time. I'm a fun nigga. I'm a fun guy. I'm that nigga that's going to goddamn, we going to goddamn go fine dining. We going to drink some wine. We going to eat good. I'm going to make you laugh. I'm going to go fuck you in the bathroom, at the restaurant. You know what I mean? I'm that fun nigga, bro. We go to the strip club together. We can laugh and ha-ha, hee-hee. We can go out the country, you know what I'm saying? But after that, baby, I'm not the boyfriend. Only to one. I'm a fun nigga. So in the beginning, baby, I'm going to tell you, listen, hey, this is just fun for me, baby. I don't know if this is going to get anywhere past this, but while we here together, I'm going to enjoy you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to make sure you have the best time. Of course, it's going to seem like I'm a boyfriend type because I'm great energy to be around. I'm a vibe. I'm going to spend a bag. I'm going to spend a little money. We're going to eat good. We're going to laugh good. We're going to drink. We're going to smoke. We're going to travel. We're going to fuck. And that's where the line, that's where we draw the line right there. You know what I mean? Like, once you start saying, I love you in relationships and babies and marriage, hold on, baby. This is supposed to be fun. This is supposed to be fun. What the fuck is we doing? How did we get here? How did we get here in this position? Because I told you it was supposed to be fun. And bitch, we didn't fell in love. And no. I got to go because this ain't for me. Learn how to keep shit fun, bro. Because we be playing these all these games and shit and lying to these girls. Yeah, girl, I want you to have my baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I could see us having a future together just because the pussy good and she fine. Man, hit that shit. One hit and quit it, bruh. One hit and quit her. One hit a quitter. Real shit, man. And a chick gonna, she gonna swear like, there's other niggas that want me and other niggas that do this for me and other niggas that da 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 da. No, 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 baby. No, baby, no, baby. Don't get it fucked up. They wanna fuck you. These women wanna fuck with me. It's a difference. It's a difference. These men just want to fuck you. They don't want a wife. They don't want to make you the girlfriend. They see you as a fuck. When these women come across me, they want to fuck with me. They trying to settle down, so let's not make a comparison. It's a difference. It's a difference. Like, when you come across it, everybody want to lock you down, that lets you know you're special. If it ain't nobody trying to lock you down, man, there's nothing special about you. Let's not play these games. Let's not live in delusional world. Nobody wants you because there's nothing special about you. And not to down anybody, not to make you feel bad. You need to work on yourself. Like, we be caught up fucking trying to do shit that ain't important. Man, work on your fucking self, bro, so you can become something special. There's something special in everybody. But we ain't brought that out. We want to be lazy as fuck and just do the bare minimum when it come to fucking life, when it come to fucking relationships. I'm going to leave off with this, because it's going on an hour, man, and I got to go to my baby. If you got to get a drunk to fuck, you're horrible. You're not him. You're not him. If you got to get her drunk to fuck, bruh, you're not him, bro. You're damn near low-key a rapist at this point. You have to go get a whole bottle of Don Julio and down it down her throat just so you can get some pussy. Bro, you're not him. I had to take it to a bar and shot. Come on, bring some more shots. You're not him. Maybe a drink or two to loosen her up. Bro, is she coming back to the crib wobbling, barely know how to walk? Bro, I don't want that pussy. I do not want no pussy that is not in her own mind. That cannot wake up the next day and be like, that was good. She wake up the next day talking about, what happened last night? I don't remember anything. How did my clothes come off? Why are my clothes off? I don't want that type of pussy. I want pussy that is handed to me. Can you hand this to me on a platter? I want you to hand it to me while you're sober. You know what I mean? That's what I want. What the fuck I want some sloppy ass pussy for? You know what I mean? Like, maybe the second or third time she could be sloppy, but the first night, I need to know that she want me, for me, that I put in this game. You know what I'm saying? The looks, the charm, all that shit work. I don't want alcohol doing all the work for me. I don't want money doing all the work for me either. So to really be him, bro, you got to really catch these women, you know what I'm saying, off real. You know what I mean? Off of you. If you want to use your money, man, fuck it. Use your money, bro. That's a tool. We got all this money to use as a tool. So, hey, that's your gateway, your way into getting to women. Then use that money, bro. But I'm going to keep using this mouthpiece. I'm going to keep using this charm, my personality. You know what I mean? The way I dress, the way I pull up. You know what I'm saying? The way I'm smelling. A bitch going to want to fuck just the way I'm smelling, period. She going to want to fuck just off the smell, period, dog. I make it real easy for women to fuck. I make it real easy, you know what I mean? I lay it out for them. I'm gonna pull up looking like it, for one. So off the visual, you like, you know what I'm saying? The girl like, ooh, shit. I like what I see. You know what I mean? I like what I see. Then they gonna put that shit together, girl. What the fuck? Then when I hug you, baby, ooh, shit. This nigga smelling good as fuck. You look good, you smell good. Then I'm gonna give him a kiss on the cheek or the... You know what I'm saying? Then I'm romantic. You know what I mean? I'm gonna hold hands. I'm gonna open the door. You know what I'm saying? Chivalry ain't dead. I don't know who told these niggas not to be a man around women. I don't know who told these niggas to be mean to women. I don't know who told these niggas that you do not have to be romantic to women, that you don't have to spend money on women, that you gotta treat women like shit. I don't know who raised you niggas, but that's not how you do women. You don't do women like that. if you're gonna have a woman in your life, bro, you treat her with the utmost respect. And while she's in my presence, bro, I want to make sure like she feel good every fucking second, bro. This is a feel good energy right here. You know what I mean? Like I am I'm a traditional man. I'm a traditional guy. You know what I mean? I'm romantic. I'm buying flowers. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing a little thoughtful shit. You know what I mean? I'm taking you to dates. I'm taking you to dinners. I'm spending time with you. If I like you. I don't know who told these niggas they got to treat women bad if you like them, if you love them. What the fuck y'all get that from, bro? You know what I mean? Like, just because you got a roster don't mean like you got to treat these women bad. Treat these women good. I treat these women good. Like, I am a nice guy. I love women. I love women. Do you niggas not like women? Do you niggas hate women? Do you niggas like boys? I don't get it. Like, how are you treating your homeboys better than you do your homegirls? Better you do your girlfriends? Better you do your little sluts on the side? Like, how? Why? What going on? You got something you want to tell us, my nigga? You know what I'm saying? Why you open the car doors for these women? You know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? These are women. These are precious gifts. This is God's gifts to men. And here we are treating women like shit. Like, even if you're going to be a hoe, be a good hoe. Be a good hoe to these women. No cap. I'm going to leave it with that, man. This was the Late Night Special. This is Rich and Unemployed, the podcast. And, stay tuned, man. I got some big shit in the works. We're going to keep these podcast shit coming. And I got you, man. I mean, I got you. That's all I can say, bro. I got you. I understand you. I understand y'all. You know what I mean? I understand y'all need these words, but, bro, we got to spread that shit out. Pause. You know what I'm saying? We got to make sure that this quality over quantity. If I ain't got shit to say, if I ain't got no message for you people, I'm not showing up. You know what I mean? I just came up here and just gave it to you motherfuckers for a whole hour straight. That what the fuck I'm talking about. So when I come around, this real game is real valuable shit that you could take and walk away with. You know what I mean? Damn, I got to turn the fuck up. What? Got to go harder. I got to go harder. I got to go harder. With your bitch. Mic drop. Hold on. Hold on. Mic drop. Fuck him so bad.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.